Good evening. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. I hope that you have a red hymnal, which you'll need for our service tonight, which will be led by Chuck Carpenter. And our opening hymn is hymn number 413.
A reading from John. Actually, a reading from Acts first. These might sound familiar because you recently just heard them. But when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues of fire, tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Another reading from John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." And a final reading from 1 Corinthians. "For Jews demand signs, and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And now, Chuck is going to do the homily. Has anyone seen him lately? All righty then. Just a minute, I have a radio, just a sec. 1 minute. He'll be here soon. Yeah. Only 20 minutes. That's there we go.
Not like Darth Vader, the
May the Spirit of God be with you today. Thank you. I suppose you're wondering why I'm dressed like this tonight, or maybe not after two fire alarms today. I did not plan those alarms. No, from Eucharist last night, with the Pentecost verses, Pastor Scott's sermon, and with the tongues of fire, and with the breath of life, and the fire alarms, I was thinking about turnout gear. That's what this stuff is here. Handy Nomex, it's a fabric that can withstand hundreds of degrees, maybe thousands of degrees. On my back is the SCBA, self-contained breathing apparatus, that keeps a person with air. So we're just ready to the breath of life, just like the message last night. Into the world I shall go. I'm ready to go in this in my apparel here. But when I was standing outside listening to the verses again, as I was hurrying here, I realized that this coat can't protect me from this world, that this air tank only has 20 minutes in it of breath of life, and when I'm working strenuously about 15 minutes, or if I'm talking in front of a large crowd, maybe 10 minutes of life. But essentially, I'm vulnerable, kind of like the twin fawns that were outside the door that were born this morning. That was beautiful. Or like the disciples in the verses from John, who were scared and hiding and overwhelmed with grief and frustration and despair about the death of their dead leader. But the Pentecost message, in this vulnerability and in this weakness and in this scared and this fear, the story of Jesus comes to them from the dead and breathes life into them. This is the big difference between us worshiping a dead hero and being given the gift of new life. Jesus lived, taught, and healed, and was crucified, buried, and rose, dying for us because God loves us. Paul in Corinthians speaks of the foolishness of the cross in this world, that God made foolish the wisdom of the world, that our God could be crucified on a cross. And the foolishness is that it doesn't stop there, that he came back from the dead and breathed new life into all of us, giving us new life. So we can shed our turnout coats, which I'm ready to. It's getting pretty hot here. We can shed our SCBAs and our outer shells that are around ourselves, because Jesus brought the good news of the gospel to us. That we have a God that is not of fire and punishment and anger, but one of love. That the gospel of love is the foolishness of the world. And the gospel of love is stronger and is the essence of the world, the essence of God. Sure, as we take off our jackets and our SCBAs and go boldly into the world, we will get burned. In a worldly sense, we'll experience pain, hurt, anger, all those things, all those human experiences. But as with the disciples, the breath of life gives us a deeper reality that God wants love for us. And as with the disciples, he said, do not retain the sins of others. Shed them as you shed your nomex and your shells. That in this life, of the gospel is a life that God has given us, and we are called through grace, a gift which we can't earn, just a gift that we are all given, to be free from death into a life of the Spirit, a life with God. So my message is, take off your Nomex, your SCBAs, have faith in Jesus. Let the Spirit breathe new life into you and breathe life into you every day. And go into the world boldly, as the disciples did, with good courage. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We will conclude with a song from our wonderful musicians. Thank you.
Tonight's closing song cannot be found in your hymnal, so you can put that away. The refrain that we will ask you to sing has these words: every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Matt will lead us through the verses. So I invite you to stand and sing boldly.
While God leads me, I'll never fear, for I know that He is near. Every time I hear the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I hear the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Every time I hear the Spirit moving in my heart,
serve the Lord.